This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ. Radio.com is how you can find out more about me and my team. And we got one heck of a team over here. You know what? I got did you give me that? Yeah, you got it. I got it here. So I got a note from Carolyn. I'm not going to say your last name, Carolyn. And here's what she says. I enjoy your viewpoint, your balance, and Lord, son, I love your humor. You make this old 71, mostly white, bit of Native American grandmother laugh. Keep doing what you do so well. You're a human reality check. All right, and it didn't bounce. Thank you very much for that, Carolyn. I appreciate that. And of course, you guys can call the program at 844-551-8255 if you want to have me play your recording, or if you want to call the show, you want to be on the show, we welcome you. We welcome you with open arms. And for the record, you don't have to agree with me. I won't even, it's not like we're going to get you on here and beat you up. If you're respectful, I want to have you on the program. I really do. I love hearing your points of view. Because as I tell you guys, it isn't that I'm necessarily right. Well, okay, it is. But you can still call. I would do that. Now, it's not that I'm right. It's that I have a point of view. I believe in a lot of cases, not all cases, my point of view tends to be measured. It's certainly based on my own life. I'm pretty much always going to err on the side of right, a.k.a. righteousness. And if I don't know something, I tend to tell you. I'm not going to go, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to pretend that I know some area of the world or what the Pushtun tribe is doing versus the Kamaskis or whatever. I'm not going to do it. If we don't know something, admit it. And we'll talk it through. It reminds me of when I was in high school. So I left military school to finish out my last semester of high school at my regular school back in Brady, Texas. And I had taken everything. I had placed out of physics. I had placed out of chemistry. I had placed out of calculus. So I go back to my regular school. They don't have calculus. The highest math they had was trig. I had trig my junior year in high school. So I knew trig, but it was the only math I could register for. So they said, well, Kevin, you got to go sit in some classes. So I sat in the class. Well, when they finished teaching trig, which is to me a very simple, it's a simple math. Then they went, well, Kevin, we want to do pre-calc. And the teacher says to me, since you know calculus, he'd never taken calculus in college. He's a math teacher, so he'd never taken calculus. So he says, Kevin, if you know calculus, I'll teach the rest of the class, and you can kind of oversee that I'm getting it right. Okay. So that's what I did. And I just it got to the point where they sent me to the library, and the only time they'd come get me was if they didn't understand what was going on. I'd come in, and I'd look at the board and go, oh, okay, I get it. Here's where you went wrong. I do the equation and go back down to the library. So here's what I'm telling you. There are some things where we have to oversee one another. You may know more, I may know more, whatever. But the idea that a teacher, this is the lesson that didn't go unnoticed on me. My teacher said, I don't know as much as you. I respected that guy so much. Now, he knew trig really well. So did I, by the way. I just happened to be very good at math. And so we were peers there. But when it came to calculus, he says, Kevin, here's what we're thinking. We'll learn it as a class, and you could come in and tell me if I'm going right or wrong. And about maybe, I'd say, five times in the semester, they did that. But it was so cool to have an adult say to me, I don't know. And I tell my kids, say you don't know. It's no big deal, man. There's no, you can't know everything like your mom. Oh yeah, women, they know everything. Yeah, there he is. There's that misogynist. So anyway, Carolyn, thanks for the note. And you guys are smart. You know what I always know how an audience, you guys floor me. We write a blog post, and I think I'm all clever. Ooh, using some pretty flowerful language, or, you know, not like expletives, but I'm saying I've written it the best I know how, and then you guys start commenting. Bam, 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 bam. And it's just amazing to look at the comments. I just think the intellect of a conservative audience is, it's boundless. It's fun to read. It's fun to watch. When you guys, you get me. It really is. So what do we want to talk about? Should we start with the question of the day, which we rarely do? We say the question of the day. We haven't done a question of the day in months. But I thought this would be an interesting question of the day. Would you rather see Donald Trump's taxes or Hillary Clinton's emails? I venture to say that this audience, outside of the libturds that listen every now and then, would say they would much rather see what? Well, okay, so what about you? What would you rather? You're going to say you wouldn't want to see Hillary Clinton's emails, right? I'm talking about the ones that she claims to have deleted because it was none of our business. I would love to see those. Like, don't you think the majority of the audience is going to say, of course, yes. They're going to say that. I have no interest in Trump's taxes. I really don't. And it's funny, the left is holding on to this, man, like a dog on a tire. You know, I'm talking like a pit bull on a tire. They're holding on to it. It's been an embarrassing episode for them to hold on. You know, I don't even think it's really the Trump tax thing. I don't. Because when they decided they were going to use April 15th to do the tax deal, that kind of made me go, they're trying to usurp the Tea Party's, you know, tax, because the acronym was taxed enough already. They're usurping that. I think that's what's happening there. I don't think it's about really, I mean, are there some people who want to see his taxes? Yeah, but there's a lot fewer after Rachel Maddow's debacle. I think these guys, they got snake bit. And, you know, we didn't use poison, but the next time they get snake bit, it could be poisonous. They could die in the bush because there's not going to be anything to see. Donald Trump releasing his taxes is probably going to make him look even better. This is a guy who understands the marketing of his brand, and he couldn't not give us money to charity. He couldn't do these things because he was marketing the brand. And I got to tell you, this one tax deal that they did with Maddow should have been enough. Sarah Silverstein, what's her name? And Maxine Waters, are you people crazy? You are poking the tiger. Man, and he's wearing Trump's hair. I wouldn't do it. Just me. Anyway, we come up, we want to talk about Facebook and the Easter egg hunt. Maybe we'll come back to that, the Easter egg hunt.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, Donald Trump had an Easter egg hunt over the weekend on Easter, obviously. I know it's a little bit of a late news, but I think that the moral of the story fits. We're still in Easter week. Not to mention, I can celebrate Easter anytime I want to. But I'm not celebrating Easter right now. I'm just telling you a story. And I read 21,000, this is the headline, 21,000 people, 18,000 eggs. That was the way a leftist rag essentially promoted the White House Easter egg hunt. Like, Donald Trump can't deliver more people than eggs. It isn't, wow, look at the number of people that came to get the eggs this year. I don't know what the ratio of eggs is to kids or people. How many kids were there? You get what I'm saying? It's 21,000 people, 18,000 eggs. Maybe there were only 1,000 kids, 2,000 kids, 4,000 kids. Okay, let's make the math easy for the leftists. 6,000 kids. How many eggs per kid would that be? 3? See, mathematician, I did it in my head. Leftist, 3 eggs per child. We don't know how many kids. Typically, 2 parents, 1 kid. 21,000 people, 14,000 parents, 7,000 kids. Tougher math, but roughly 2-point-something eggs per child. Or let's just say every child will not get their fair share. You get what I'm getting? What I'm getting at here, folks, is the way the left presents an Easter egg hunt. It isn't annual White House Easter egg hunt. No. It's 21,000 people, 18,000 eggs. And they allow you to do the math. Well, geez, hold on a second. Carry two, multiply times three. Carry the one. That's not enough eggs per person. Because Trump, he holds back on the eggs. What is it? Did he not get enough eggs from China? What is the deal with the eggs? Now, I know you're sitting out there going, you know, Kevin, I was thinking the same thing. He's thinking exactly what you were thinking. See, folks, I'm just telling you, we have now become simpatico. We understand how the media works. They won't just tell us the president celebrated his first Easter egg hunt with lots of parents and little children. For all we know, Barack Obama could only get 5,000 people to show up. And they were all illegals and Muslims. I don't even know. All I can tell you is the way they presented this, because I wasn't paying attention to Barack Obama's Easter egg hunts. Probably because they didn't tell me that there were more people than eggs. That's how the left works. That's how tricky they are. That's why you've got to be on your toes. Something as innocuous as Easter, an Easter egg hunt at the White House, and they present it as if Donald Trump is an ogre who's holding back the eggs. What did he do with the eggs? Did he send them to Trump Tower? Are they at Mar-a-Lago? Are they at one of his other four estates or whatever number I gave him four? Did he ship the eggs to his resorts at a cheaper price? Were they Guatemalan midget eggs? I don't know. You don't know either. All we know is what we know, which is 21,000 eggs, only 18,000 people. 21,000 people, only 18,000 eggs. You know I'd get it right eventually. So you say to yourself, Kevin, you're making a big deal about the eggs. I'm not. I'm not vamping. I want it to soak into you, to your skulls. I want it to soak in how the media presents something so lame. Who cares? I don't care. I mean, look, if my kid and I got and a family got to go to the White House to participate in the Easter egg hunt, I would consider it an amazing thing to do while we were in D.C. or whatever. If the president came out and waved and said, hey, guys, kiddies, whatever, my son would wave back, we love you, Donald Trump, blah, 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 whatever. And if he got one egg, I'd be happy. If he didn't get any eggs, he wouldn't miss it. They got other eggs in D.C., but the way they do this stuff just really gets on my nerves. It grates me. Because if they'll do it for something like this, what will they do when it's the bigger stuff? And that's what we're dealing with, right? The bigger stuff. Donald Trump, his foreign policy. What have you heard about Donald Trump's domestic policy? It's working. What have you heard about it? And over the last 2 weeks, what have you heard about? Prior to that, you haven't heard anything, just so we can answer that rhetorical question. But prior to that, what'd you hear about? You heard about the Russians. You heard about Donald Trump. He's a kook. He's talking about how Barack Obama hacked him and how, you know, he's pointing the finger at the former president. And you know what you've learned? If you've been following that news, it is likely true. It appears every day they get a little closer and they find out more and more that Donald Trump was right. It wasn't hyperbole. He wasn't saying things just to say it. It's probably true. But look at your headlines any given day and watch what you see. Donald Trump, he flip-flops. Donald Trump, he doesn't keep his word. You got to be on alert. Be afraid. Watch out. You don't never know what he's going to do, what he's going to say. He's a crazy man. Oh, geez, that worked. And then you get what? Leftists going, oh, we think it was a good deal that he bombed Syria. Why didn't Obama think of that? Then you get the people, no, if Obama was still in office, he would have done the same thing. Yeah, I wonder this. Here's the deal. When Obama was in office, there was this little company in Indianapolis called Carrier. And Barack Obama said, what's he going to do? What he going to save jobs? He's out here just talking. He's talking about stuff. What's he going to do? He's going to wave a magic wand. And then what did Trump do? Wave the magic wand and save some jobs. But the left will tell you, oh, if Barack Obama was still in office, he would do what Trump is doing. He had 8 years. I guess that's not enough when you're on a remedial program, when you're the short bus president, the affirmative action president. the lowered expectations president. He had ample time to do what Donald Trump did in a week. Barack Obama had 8 years and did nothing. Nothing. Unless lowering your golf handicap counts for something, he did nothing. But the left will argue with you. He was amazing. Look at what he did. If he were still in office, he'd be making the same moves. The thing that Trump inherited is Obama's economy. Really? So Trump inherited that Carrier was going to leave the United States and go to Mexico. And then Trump kept them here, but he inherited what was going to happen? No, he changed it. That's right. So let's go back to Easter eggs. If Barack Obama didn't have Easter eggs for half the kids that showed up at the White House, I don't care if there were 50, they would have talked about how the kids learned how to redistribute and how not to worry about it. And don't worry about Easter eggs. It's not about the number of eggs and all this. There would have been glowing stories about how great it is to be eggless. And then there'd be kids waiting in an egg welfare line for the other kids who actually found eggs to go give their eggs to them. I don't know what would have happened, but I can tell you this, they would have reported it differently. And it's true of most everything that Donald Trump does. Good move, bad move, which there haven't been many bad moves. I haven't seen really any. Oh, his immigration order, his order on Muslims, that lowered his poll, you know, his poll numbers. Who cares what they think? Here's the net. The net of it is, something that small, that simple, where they could easily, it's pomp and circumstance. The president had a great day with the kids, whatever. Nope. Trump didn't have enough eggs. They leave you to figure it out by telling you 21,000 people, 18,000 eggs. That's scandalous. The media should be better than that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
General Jeff Sessions earlier this week in the border state of Arizona, promising to amplify the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration. Sessions called on federal lawyers to prioritize criminal immigration cases, defended the proposed border wall, and pledged to add 125 additional immigration judges in the next year. We also learned this week that Sessions has dissolved the department's independent commission on forensic science, an Obama-era initiative to review how evidence is used in criminal courts and to cut down on the kinds of wrongful convictions that often send innocent people to prison. As I said before, while many of the Trump administration's initial goals have stalled, the Sessions Justice Department has been racking up almost weekly successes in its attempt to roll back the civil rights advances of the last 8 years, if not the last 50 years.
Now, as a public service to the human race, the Black Sphere presents Great Moments in Democrat Racist History.
The year was, well, 2009, and a college-educated U.S. Army veteran named Harry Alford, an advocate for black business and the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, was talking energy in front of Senator Barbara Don't Call Me Ma'am Boxer. Listen and learn, my infidel friends, how a Democrat senator tries to convince a black man he's wrong.
The NAACP approved a historic resolution addressing climate change legislation for the first time in the organization's history.
What does that mean? Mr. Alford wonders why she brought up an organization purposed for race issues in a discussion on energy and economic issues.
NAACP has a resolution. What does that mean?
And Barbara doubles down.
Also, we'll quote John Grant, the CEO of 100 Black Men of Atlanta.
Maybe more black men will bring Mr. Alford back onto the plantation, eh, Barbara?
Clearly, there's a diversity.
Madam Chair, that is condescending to me. All that's condescending, and well, I don't like it. It's racial.
Barbara Boxer's strategy in this meeting to bring Mr. Alford over to her side was to put pressure on him by quoting other black people who disagreed with him.
I take offense to that. You're quoting some other black man. Why don't you quote some other Asian or somebody?
Well,
racial here.
Okay, let me be
And
clear.
I think you're getting to a path here that's going to explode.
I am putting in the record a statement by the NAACP.
What?
course, that's a rhetorical question. Mr. Alford knows why.
Senator, as I said, we've been looking at energy policy since 1996, and we are referring to the experts, regardless of their color. And for someone to tell me, an African-American, college-educated veteran of the United States Army, that I must contend with some other black group and put aside everything else in here, this has nothing to do with the NAACP. We're talking energy. And let me speak for the African-American community, since I am African-American.
Or as Mr. Ethnic Purity likes to put it.
He is a black man.
Log on anytime to theblacksphere.net for more great moments in Democrat racist history.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Got Al Sharpton talking about Jeff Sessions is rolling back the civil rights of black folks for 150 years. And resist we much, and to this we must resist. Oh, man. It's funny how to watch these guys and to know what they're going to do. I mean, it's kind of funny in a sick sort of way. You know they're going to pull the way. I just try to look at what creative way could they pull it out. The other day we did the show where we had them talking about babies. I was talking about babies are racist was one of the things, right? I could have just titled that show Stupid Ways That Leftists Claim Racism. So babies are racist at the age of 6 months now, right? You guys got any newborns? You guys you're not having any kids, right? I mean, you don't have any kids right now. But I'm just saying, I'm talking to the audience now. You got kids, they're racist. If your kids are white, they're racist. If they're black, they cannot be racist. There was a little kid, there's these new kids at my son's school. Four kids that are the most disruptive. They run up and down the hallway. They curse teachers out. You name it. It's crazy. And they do nothing. One of them said the other day to a white lady, "You ugly. You ugly white lady. You're ugly," would have done. I mean, you didn't have to go for the jugular and talk about her color. Just say you're ugly. The kid said, "You ugly white lady. You're an ugly white lady." I think it was, "You're an ugly white lady." My son was like, "Yeah, you're an ugly." And the principal was literally feet away. "You're an ugly white lady." I don't know if she was ugly or not, but the point is, you could have just stopped it. "You're ugly." You didn't have to go with, because ugly is bad enough, right? But you're ugly white. Crazy stuff, man. But the left will pull the race card in anything they choose, but they're not racist. Black people can't be racist. You'll hear black folks tell you this to your face. Black people can't be racist. But I hate whitey. Can't stand white people. Well, that sounds a bit racist. No, well, nah, it's not racist because, see, I don't have no power over them. I can't do nothing to them. Really? So you can't teach hate? You don't think all these rules that apply to white folks that no longer apply to anybody, any other human being, isn't racist? We had let me tell you, if you're a white dude in America, you catch absolute pure H-E double crooked socks. Here's what the Maine, State of Maine, Democrat Party had to say about white men committing suicide.
Well, I've thought a lot about this, and I think the Maine, what we need in Maine is we need younger people. Take a look. It looks almost like a lecture for Social Security. Okay, so that's one thing. We really need to encourage as many young people. We also need more women. Today I saw a thing and it said a lot of men, white men, were committing suicide. And I almost said, "Yeah, great." And then I thought about it a little more and I thought, well, maybe you shouldn't say that in public.
I mean, what do you say to that? They're laughing at the idea. This is an old white guy talking to a room full of relatively, apparently, long in the tooth white folks saying, "We need to get younger people. We need to get
women in here.
Now, these are Democrats. And now, I've been at events for Republicans where we go, we need to see more, you know, young people. We need more. We don't ever say we need more women. We always have a lot of women. But they want to see more young people and more minorities. These guys want, it was like a room full of white men. And there, it's a room full of white men going, yeah, man, we're committing suicide at a crazy rate. And I got to tell you, I kind of like it. Wow. You know, whose old lady are you trying to pick up on? You're okay with genocide, but with suicide, if you will, by way of suicide among white men. Can you imagine if there was an epidemic of suicide by white liberal women? There'd be PSAs about it. Help a white woman. Don't let her commit suicide. Be on the lookout. Don't you got to watch Martha. The signs are as follows. Watches Hillary Clinton a lot. Listen to MSNBC. Votes Democrat. I mean, there would be an outcry. White dudes committing suicide.
It's all right. Let's just kill them.
If given the choice, you better know leftists wouldn't even think twice about. Don't even make it a white Republican. Holy cow, they wouldn't care at all. The guy, he felt bad because he was saying, I'm kind of talking about us, but I don't really mean white Democrat men, guys, tongue in cheek. I just mean these white Republican men. And because they believe white Republican men vote Republican, or white men vote Republican, it's okay. No harm, no foul. Let them off each other. Doesn't matter. Wow, man. And I was going to play this clip of an exchange with Don Lemon of CNN. And a guy, I talked about it the other day, I forget the guy's name, Jeffrey Lyon. He said something about Trump passing health care, trying to repeal Obamacare, makes him the civil rights, the Martin Luther King of health care. And these people went crazy.
You can't say that. What are you talking about, man?
And they just went berserk on the guy. Maybe we'll play that clip later on. I might not talk about it too much, but they only want you to pull civil rights stuff when it's in their favor. Don't pull the civil rights card when it's on them. So, Sharpton on Sessions.
He's setting back race relations forever. We can't have this.
And what's funny is it doesn't work anymore. That's what they really don't get. People are now done with it. Thankfully, we're done with it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, that's what that Brewster fella kept calling me. I didn't know just how to take it.
He made you rich.
Me?
The richest man in these hills. Maybe in the whole state. Oh, Jed, you can have anything you want. Do anything you want. Go any place you want.
Yeah, that's another thing he kept saying. He said he reckoned I'd be moving away from here soon. What do you think, Pearl? You think I ought to move?
Jed, how can you even ask? Look around you. You're 8 miles from your nearest neighbor. You're overrun with skunks, possums, coyotes, bobcats. You use kerosene lamps for light. You cook on a wood stove, summer and winter. You're drinking homemade moonshine, washing with homemade lye soap. And your bathroom is 50 feet from the house, and you ask, should you move?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Man, be a dang fool to leave all this.
Welcome back, everybody. I used to love the Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, my gosh, Granny. And growing up in the country, you can relate to a lot of that stuff, you know? Oh, man, Simple Folk. I love Simple Folk. I really do. You know, it's fun to go to a cocktail party in New York and do some flashy stuff. I've taken pictures on these big buildings. When I was in China, I lived on a hotel. We had an infinity pool on the 42nd floor. That place was gorgeous. Oh, man. And we would have just soiree after soiree practically every night. Seriously. One of my buddies, Greg, he was a stockbroker. Guy was making crazy money. He would just come and throw this impromptu party. He didn't even live in my building. He would come there and just throw parties. Good guy. Anyway, I wrote a piece. Here's what the impetus of what I'm about to talk about was. The left always started complaining.
Donald Trump is spending a lot of money. We're taking care of him. We're flying over to Mar-a-Lago and flying here and taking care of his family over here and there. And I was like, what?
I was like, shut up. Leave it to these guys to get their nipples twisted over something. Shut up. He's the president of the United States. He goes to, it's like when, I don't know, Bush went to Crawford, Texas. Barack Obama went to Camp David. I don't know where he went. He went a lot of times to Martha's Vineyard. And then all the vacations. One time he did date night in Chicago. Why would you go there and put your life in danger? Oh, that's right. He had a lot of Secret Service. But he did it. But so Donald Trump says, hey, I'm wrapping up. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. Big deal. Trump took a pay cut to become president, baby. Unlike the previous welfare president. And to paraphrase Michelle Obama on Living in the White House, Trump wakes up in a house built by slaves. He's not waking up in like some, I mean, I don't know. I've never been to the Trump mansion, but I would bet it's better than the White House. I mean, forget the historical value of the White House. I bet you the Trump mansion is better than the White House. I'm just guessing. Because people, Kevin, that's a sacred building. I get it. Be quiet. We ain't talking about that. I'm talking about just luxury. You think Bill Gates' house is nicer than the White House? Because you're looking at me crazy. I rest my case. You think the Sultan of Dubai, you think his house is nicer than the White House? Do you think the White House is the nicest house in America? Be honest. Of course not. Many houses better. Now, not more historic. From that standpoint, I give it to you, but don't talk to me.
Oh, it's a better house.
The White House is a step down for Donald Trump. And then, of course, he's got that jet. Now, I'm not going to lie. Donald Trump, I don't know what he calls it. Probably Trump, right? He calls everything Trump. But it's not better than Air Force One. But how many of us fly around in a 747 with our name on it? So, yes, Air Force One is a step up in terms of security and all the stuff that goes with it. But for Donald Trump, he knows his plane. And Air Force One, the White House, those are perks of the job. But it doesn't stop the left from criticizing the money that we have to spend on Trump and his family. And CNN gave us an estimate. They said it was $21.6 million by taking the cost of a trip that Obama took to Palm Beach in 2013. They measured it against Trump's 21. They said that cost Barack Obama $3.6 million, or us. And then Trump was 21.6. So they say Trump cost six times more to go to Mar-a-Lago than Barack Obama did to go to Palm Beach in 2013. And I don't know that I believe that. How'd they get that close to my mouth? Anyway, so then it got debunked. But well, before I get to that, here's what it reads. Given variations in each trip, estimating the security cost around a presidential trip is difficult. But a 2016 GAO report about a four-day trip Obama took to Florida in 2013, one similar to Trump's trips, found the total cost to be $3.6 million. Now, what I learned later was that wasn't totally true. The Chicago Sun-Times or Chicago Tribune or whatever, one of the papers in Chicago, said that they didn't count all of the other stuff that was supporting, you know, Barack Obama, and it would have been relatively close. So Trump has spent 6 weekends in Mar-a-Lago, total of 21 days, his private Palm Beach club, total cost $21.6 million. Then CNN compared the cost of what was spent on Obama over 8 years, said $97 million. By contrast, Obama spent just under $97 million in travel in his 8 years as president, according to documents reviewed by Judicial Watch. So they touted Judicial Watch. But the Chicago Tribune refuted CNN's findings. They added the cost of Trump's trips while neglecting the ones for Obama's. No surprise there, right? But the media has also complained about Donald Trump's price for his family to live the way they live. So it began with Melania when she wanted to stay in Trump Towers not to disrupt young Barron's schooling. Now, if the Obamas done this, the media would have fawned all over the story.
Oh, Michelle's such a doting mother. She didn't want to pull the girls out of Chicago Daily Prep or whatever.
So Trump does it and they want to impeach him. And of course, they complain about the dual security that it takes to have two different locations of whatever. I don't really care. Yeah, I don't care. Because, and then they get into, well, Trump has a lot more kids. He's got the two older boys. He's got Ivanka, and then the daughter by the other girl. So, and then Barron. So he's got five kids. And I'm thinking, okay, big deal. He's got five kids. We knew he had five kids. We know Obama only had two kids. It was a fortune to keep up with them. I mean, they were taking kids on safaris and lavish vacations and stuff. But did we complain? Well, yeah, we did. But it didn't do us any good. They were the president's kids, entitled to protection. But when you hear the left talk about this, it's almost like they're saying, Donald Trump, choose the two kids you want to protect. And the rest of us, the rest of those kids, everybody for himself and God for us all, is what my grandfather used to say it. So it got me to thinking about it, and I said, you know what? I wish Donald Trump had four resorts to visit, and I wish he had 17 kids by six baby mama. And I just made it up. I didn't care. You know, I could have said 23 kids by eight baby mama and 13 resorts. You get what I'm saying. I wish he had more properties, more kids, more responsibility, more things so we could drive the liberals crazy with it. I would want them doing the math every week. Donald Trump with the visit, baby mama two, and then he brought those kids in, and look at all those kids that I have Secret Service. I would like them adding it all up. Because that's what they'd be doing if he had more. What a great way to show leftists our frustrations than to have the president traveling all over the world to visit his kids and his ex-baby mamas. And what cracks me up about this is I think about the amount of money Donald Trump's already given back to this country in the sense of we've reduced the debt by $68 billion. And the jobs that are being created that are creating economies, ecosystems like in Indianapolis where they get to stay where they were because Carrier's not leaving. And I look at the people that, welfare exploded under Obama. And they target Trump when he's putting people back to work. These same morons gave Barack Obama a pass when he claimed to create jobs and his measuring stick was when people quit looking. And the 16 million people that are on welfare as Barack Obama increased the welfare rolls. Look, I haven't looked at the number, any of these numbers, but welfare won't grow under President Trump. I haven't seen any numbers to the contrary, but I don't think it will. It's going to shrink. And it's the least we can do to protect this guy and his kids and allow him to vacation like a billionaire. Shouldn't have to take a pay cut for nothing.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.